Hello, and welcome back once again. Well, we've come quite a ways, and you've been learning so far how to communicate with other people in such a way that you really get through to them. And also, we've begun to take a look at how you can actually begin to control and direct the power of your mind to produce the results that you want in your life. Now, this section, we're going to begin to focus on language so that we can assist you in furthering your communication mastery. So language mastery makes you a persuasive communicator. Think about it this way. If you're a parent, the thing that determines whether or not your children get hooked on drugs is who's the more persuasive communicator, you or the drug dealer. For the leader, your ability to communicate persuasively will determine whether people choose to follow you. For a coach or a therapist, your ability to communicate persuasively will determine whether your client makes a successful change or produces breakthrough results. If you're a salesperson, your ability to communicate persuasively is going to be the determining factor in whether or not your prospect sees the value in your product or service. Now, master orators throughout time have had the ability to create synergistic relationships for the accomplishment of common goals. So from a personal development standpoint, it's imperative, if you want to maximize your full potential, that you learn to utilize your language with volition in a way which produces results. So what I'd like to do is give you a big picture view of the various forms of linguistic patterns that we're going to be developing throughout this training course. And then I'd like to share with you some linguistic tools, which we call frames, which are frames that you can utilize around any type of communication you have to enhance your ability to get your message across. So one of the first things that we're going to look at is specificity versus ambiguity in language. There's times when you want to use specificity in your language, and there's other times when you want to be vague and ambiguous. Now, you've heard politicians before. They're masters of ambiguous language. They'll talk for hours, and you'll wonder what they said. So, now there's times when it's appropriate to use specific language and times when it's appropriate to use ambiguity in language. And the person who controls the level of abstraction from specific to ambiguous, that controls the conversation. So, my expectation is that by listening to this audio series and by practicing the techniques, you'll really begin to develop your language mastery. And of course, when you join us for the live training, you'll really begin to master those skills even more. So let's talk about specifically. Let's get into the specifics of what we're going to be covering. We're going to be covering hypnotic language patterns. So how to actually use your language in a way which is hypnotic, which is persuasive and attractive.